You're with Raf.
Islamophobia and anti-Semitism appear to be on the rise in lots of countries. I mentioned that example from Germany. They've got an anti-Semitism commissioner who's actually urged Jews in Germany to avoid wearing yarmulkes or kippot in public. You know, the skull caps that observant Jews wear? And Israel's president actually had a line that struck me. He said that it is an admission that, once again, Jews are not safe on German soil. But it is, of course, sadly not confined to Jews. There are anti-Semitic attacks in Australia on the rise. There are attacks on observant Muslim women in this country on the rise, in other countries on the rise, especially when they wear head coverings. So maybe that's one reason something like the Holocaust is an important part of our history that needs to be told. My next guest is one of the world's experts. Dr. Eyal Kaminka works at the Yad Vashem Museum in Israel. It's the central Holocaust museum in the world, but he's got an interesting job. He is the director of the International School of Holocaust Studies. So they actually train people how to educate about the Holocaust. Eyal, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. And it's my first time in Australia, so welcome. Thank you for having me.
Why is it even important to teach people about the Holocaust? Why is that an important historical event?
Well, first of all, just as a background, I'm here at the educational conference of the Gandel Holocaust Education Conference, and as part of the Gandel program to teaching the teachers how to teach, and that's a partnership between the Gandel Philanthropy Foundation and Yad Vashem. And the reason we do that for many years now more than 10 years in Australia, many reasons for people to forget and not to learn. Many people consider that part of history, the Holocaust, as not relevant anymore.
And tell me why it is relevant. Why is it relevant? If I'm 15, it's 2019. Happened in the 1940s. Why is it relevant to you now?
Exactly. It happened in last millennia even. Like my kids say, it happened, it's older even than the 90s. Okay,
yeah,
so
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
They're, and we feel it's very relevant because it's a human story. First of all, the Holocaust was done by people, to people, by the Nazi regime and their assistants to the Jewish people. And we must not forget the meanings and the lessons that the Holocaust can provide us. Something happened there in Germany in the whole of Europe in the 1920s and 30s and 40s with rising anti-Semitism. And we see some rising anti-Semitism. We see rising xenophobia and hate for the other in the world today. So something happened 70 years and 80 years ago. Yeah. And we must learn from that.
And just a really basic question, because I'm not sure that I know the answer. If you teach a whole lot of kids about the Holocaust, does that actually stop prejudice? Like, if you educate about the Holocaust, does it stop people being anti-Muslim or anti-Semitic?
Right. So like everything in education, I'll give you a complex answer, and I know it's not for the radio.
Complex
answers are not good for media, but that's what I have. So everything you do in education is another stone, is another block in the house that you're building. So it cannot, you know, stay by itself. I would not use Holocaust education as a tool to stop bullying, right? Or to stop someone from hating a specific person. There are so many elements in our society that affect our feelings and our attitudes towards the other. However, we can learn a lot from the Holocaust, and it's another block in, I would guess, their foundation of
another brick in the wall.
And what we want to build here for a better future. So,
how do you interest kids? Because I know, like you mentioned, your organization's been coming out here for 10 years.
Right.
I think I've got this right. You train 350,000 people, including 20,000 teachers and educators from around the world, on how to teach the Holocaust to students.
Even more, yeah.
Right. So when you say to a teacher, what do they need to remember if they're trying to impart some of that historical event? What does the teacher need to keep in mind?
So 10 seconds about the challenges, because talking to a teacher is one thing. Talking to students in younger generation is another. You said that you had a 15-year-old
Yeah, I've got
boy.
Teenage kids, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
They're more interested in fun things. They're more interested in colored pictures and not black and white. They're definitely not interested in pornography of death or the you know, and we're not there.
Yeah.
We have a slogan in our one part of our philosophy is how to teach the trauma without causing any trauma.
Okay, can I stop you there?
Sure.
Because a big part of my childhood, of course, I'm Jewish. I didn't go to a Jewish school, but I had heaps of lessons about the Holocaust as a teenager. I got shown those films heaps of times, and it actually made me run screaming from learning anything about the Holocaust. So that is a big. Well, is that a no-no, or how does a teacher use that incredible footage?
That's for in our philosophy and the philosophy. I'm lucky to say, or I'm happy to say, that it has changed and it's age appropriate. At least what we do at Yad Vashem.
Yes.
So we work with the psychologist, and we do a lot of thinking about in what ages to teach what material, okay? And we work with more than 60, around 70 different countries around the world. And in every country and every culture, we need to be very good listeners. We need to have a great dialogue with every country. We need to specify, you know, what are the nuances and what are the specific needs in every country. So I'm often asked, you know, what is the right age to start? It depends on the country, it depends on the public sphere, et cetera, et cetera. But yes, we don't want to study about death at very early ages. We want to introduce slowly and gradually the Holocaust. We want to introduce the righteous among the nations.
Yes.
We want to introduce also the sparks of lights, even though they were very few, but still we want to introduce that as well. And we want to learn about the processes. You know, the Holocaust happened in a democratic state, in a very advanced, you know, Germany.
Peak of civilization.
Nazi. Yes, yeah. The peak of civilization. What do you do with that? And especially, how do you attract kids that are interested more in computer games and, you know, in other stuff? So how do you do that? It's a huge challenge. If I may add, you know, social networks. I have two questions that I asked my team at Yad Vashem. I asked them, how do you dare to teach the Holocaust in 140 characters in Twitter.
But it works.
Okay.
The Auschwitz Twitter account is actually extraordinary. They are phenomenal at communicating messages very briefly.
I agree. So the first question is, how do you dare to teach the Holocaust in 140 characters? Because, I mean, that's abusive to the Holocaust almost.
Yes.
The second question is, how do you dare not to? And the tension between these two questions...
Yes.
That's the challenge that we have today, because we have to use all the media and all the power, all the tools that we've got.
Dr. Eyal Kaminka is with me. He's from Yad Vashem. It's actually the museum. Whenever politicians get taken to Israel, it's usually the first place that they get taken to. So it's a pretty sobering place, because of course it's a, you know, it depicts and describes the Holocaust. Can I ask you this as well, Eyal? There's a rise of populism, especially in Europe, places like Hungary and Poland. Now, there's a whole lot of politics going on there, but there is an anti-Semitic tinge to a lot of political movements and in Germany. Is that simply because people have forgotten that the Holocaust happened? I mean, I can't imagine those places don't know anything about the Holocaust. Is it always an antidote? Or does that far-right populism rise even when people know about the Holocaust?
Right. So there are several trends in the world, and I'm not going to get into politics. I will answer through the spectrum of education.
Sure.
And in education, there are several trends, and some of them seem contradicting, but I'll say them anyways. One is lack of knowledge. The other is not lack of knowledge, or not people are aware, or it's the gap between awareness of the Holocaust. So people know that the Holocaust was very, very bad, but they see it as more of a symbol, but they don't learn enough to say that it happened, for example, to the Jewish people. So they
know but don't understand?
They don't understand, and sometimes they will even... So there is a changing of narratives. Sometimes the title will be Holocaust Education or Holocaust Studies, but underneath you'll find something completely different.
Okay.
And in some occasions, I will amaze you here, the Jews will not be mentioned even okay?
Even the
Jewish people
majority,
will just be out of the picture. And this is something that we also see in the world. So on one hand, people will know that there was a Holocaust. On the other hand, soft denial, not enough information, and then you have also rising anti-Semitism at the same time. So this is from the point of view of education.
I understand. It's 14 minutes to six. Alan's calling from Melton. If you just put your headphones on, Eyal, I think he has a, I think it's a query. Alan, what did you want to say?
G'day, Raph. Thanks for taking me call. Now, I've actually got a very good background. I lived with a Russian Jewish for 5 years, and we're the best of friends, and me a Gentile, and I have no problem with remembering the Holocaust. But the problem is, there's no problem. We're already getting saturated with the Hollywood movies all the time on the Holocaust. We all know it existed, and it's a terrible tragedy. But because I was living with a Russian, I also learned about what Stalin did to all the Jews in Russia.
Yeah.
And I'm currently was married with Chinese, and I learned about the Cultural Revolution, wiped out a third of his
people. Yeah, we've been pretty horrible to each other, haven't we, Alan?
Yeah, the point I'm trying to is you've got to have a healthy balance, and by all means tell the people about the Holocaust. It existed, a terrible thing, but these other terrible things happened, and we've got to have a bit more balance coming out of Holocaust. Okay. And Russian and Chinese.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, Alan. Eyal, how do you, I mean, Cambodia, Stalin, the famine in the 30s, Rwanda in the 90s, how do you contextualize the Holocaust?
So 2 points from a very, very good question. One is the balance. So there are a lot of important topics to discuss, to learn. I do want to warn not to do one mistake in education, and that is to make a generalization of all the pains and all the atrocities that are out there. Because if the teacher, for example, has 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and he wants to compare between all the genocides and all the atrocities, he will get nothing. He will really get nothing. He will not get the Holocaust. He will not get the Chinese, the Russians, the whatever, the Rwanda, you know, whatever. So if you choose to teach about the Holocaust, teach about the Holocaust. And then when you understand it, you can relate it to human rights, you can relate it to other topics. And I'm saying this, and I'm in parallel, I'm saying it's very important to learn about other things.
Yeah,
but I do want to get to another point. He said, the whoever talked, I don't
Alan,
remember his name.
Alan's
Alan.
His name, yeah.
So he said something about movies. And let me tell you a story. My 14 years old son once told me, it was a few years ago, he said, Dad, I know Auschwitz. And he definitely didn't know Auschwitz. I didn't bring work home, you know, I didn't talk about it, and he definitely didn't visit there. I said to him, how do you know Auschwitz? And he said, well, I saw the X-Men movies. And Magneto was a Holocaust survivor, apparently, and he had a number on his arm. And that was another source of information for my kid. And we need really to be careful of that, and we need to be aware of that, that all the Hollywood movies, he said, Hollywood movies, they have a twist, they have a danger of distortion of the things that we know about and the complexity of the Holocaust. We just need to be aware of it and, you know,
factor it into the conversation.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Wow. I'm not sure a Marvel movie is a great source. Eyal, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.